Welcome all of you in our very last meeting, whereby all of us were expected to go home and have a very good rest. We decided at a secretariat management level that we not schedule strategic meeting for next week or the 2 weeks to come. That is not given for committee. We decided to have our strategic like where we, after our ministry leadership program, that we start our expression on January so that we get a well-deserved rest.
Nelson.
So we're hoping you will receive that with two both ends, that we decided not to have our continued strategic meeting next week. And also, we remember in our last meeting, our division, when we are busy with our program, we tried to slot in our trip to France in the school last week, but they couldn't. That site, they were no longer waiting for us. They are also wrapping up their Easter holidays. But today's meeting, as we announced last week, it meant for us to approve our committee meeting, of which we tried by all means to avoid this long set of meeting minutes to wait until this time. But all in all, let's go to our minutes for the 23rd of September. Hoping you've got time to peruse and go through them. October, 23 October. I'm sorry. Just rearrange your minutes.
We're starting
Well, it's September. Okay. Well, let's start with the one with five, just September. They will start in five. Whereby the 5th September is met with Mrs.
I can't follow this. I think the 6th of September here.
Are we all having 5 now, 6, 11, 23, 30,
you have 2. Yeah, 5 and 6.
So we are having 5 September, all of us.
Yeah.
6 September.
Mm-hmm.
11 September.
No.
23 September.
Where's 11? Okay.
23 October. It's 30 October.
Yes.
And the report. What's the big report? Yeah. Well, now we are okay now.
Yeah, I think I have all the minutes now.
Okay.
I'm trying to assist the Western
people. Yeah. Karina's got an extra.
Karina,
you have
let's now start with our 5 September meeting whereby we met MCs. Hoping that we got time, I'll go slowly. Just to go through them. But I'll also went through them. 5 September.
Yeah.
Let's start for correction, reordering of sentences. I think must capture everything at the same time. Whether they are the true reflection of that day, the deliberation of that day. Let's start with page 1. Read by the members present. Everything is in order there.
Okay. If you start now, you see, you see, but there's no name there.
I think you were not. Yeah, on Emmy's meeting. You were there?
Wait, how many did you have?
Two meetings. Yeah, 5 and the 6. Just I will take you, arrange it with Sharon if you're there. Thanks for the short short of UCTP.
Yeah.
For the correction. Page 2. You are okay with page 2? Nothing that you can raise? There are no pages. Page 4. That is page 4. Page 5. This is having just a big problem. Want to take over now? Take this. page 7, Mpumalanga province. Then page 8, there the resolutions and told. We did not come up with some recommendations on this one because the our program was continued the following day on the 6th. So we have our conclusions, our resolutions, recommendations on the next meeting. Are there any?
Yeah, on the very last page there, the last sentence, let's see it where it says.
Mm-hmm.
A comprehensive report on the committee's findings will be tabled.
Six.
Tabled. The last sentence on the last page. Yeah. Tabled.
The minutes of the 6th of September. No, we agree in both of them because it's a continuation. And the meeting continues the following day. Because I met MEC from two stage housing, Western Cape and KZN. From page 1, the presentation, members of the president is in order. He was in. Okay. Sharon is saying, Honorable Mabunda, it's an oversight. He checked you were in.
Yeah, in this one.
In both meetings. Oh, no.
In this one.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. He's saying you were in.
I
okay. Hello, sir.
I don't know. Maybe Sharon can clarify if, like, when the member was not around, did they apologize? Because I don't see apologies in all in the 6th.
Well, mine is good. Apologies. Today's apology, Wendy's and strategy, and to us, Elkita and Mandela apologize. So page 2, the name of my teacher is on page 2.
That's
a lot of nice. Right.
Okay. The report, the second one last night, the report was closed. It's important to consider this.
Okay. I think Sherman doing the correction, he also made another correction. I went through all this myself alone, and the three days still run. Page 3. Resolution. Second bullet that under the committee items that information received through briefings by MEC's associate committee to be able to monitor the support by national to provinces. Oh, yeah, I could. Been done some years ago. Okay.
Second last time.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure if it was a night.
Yeah. provinces have come up with a clear intervention program for how they will be assisting those municipalities who have performed poorly in terms of the terms of aid before the outcome, and also those who are unable to submit their financial statements. That is, we agree on that one as our recommendation. And also the committee will have a similar briefing before the end of the local government financial year to assess what progress has been made. We agree on that one. We can add, are there any recommendations that you can recommend? Combining the two reports from the 6th of September and the 6th, as a committee, what we have observed and we must recommend. So two recommendations. Any additions to the recommendation?
What programs they have, local government have attained? Maybe we could add what is it that they are going to do about, I mean, addressing the backlog.
Backlog.
Mm-hmm.
Infrastructure backlog, because all the provinces, they've mentioned that they've got
backlog.
Infrastructure decaying backlog. Decaying infrastructure backlog. You mean that provinces are disconnected again? Okay.
Because if you don't address backlog, it means it will recur forever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Honourable Khalid, I ask myself, will it be procedural if we add what was not said? Because these are minutes.
No, I'm saying these are recommendations arising from the minutes. In a meeting, there were some discussions. Most of the time, recommendations come from committee members. Are not captured by the secretary. If you have, maybe I've added these few, so we're allowed to add minutes emanating from the discussion of the very same meeting. The backlogs one, each and every presentation from the MEC is highlighted that there is infrastructure backlog.
Because in even check the capacity of the venue, but it's lacking also. Because there are no engineers, there's nothing there. If, I don't know how you're able to phrase it, but the question of the capacity is not there. But that's why they're unable to submit their concerns, because there's no capacity.
So I think we can write our recommendations as that we recommend that the department must come before the committee and prove the committee on what is the program of MISA and which municipalities they've extended those technicians to. Is that okay? Because for intervention in that regard, they've established the agent MISA. So we can recommend that maybe the department can come before the committee to brief us on the progress made on MISA and which municipalities that they've deployed those technicians to assist those municipalities. Is that okay? I'm just enriching what you are raising.
And then you check to this is called the metro and then you have to, if you check down, I'll show you the picture. If you check battle seat, it's going down.
Mm.
If it's not down,
I'm not a professor. Any recommendation, Connie?
Thank you, Chair. I don't know when I'm in my own direction, but I want to find out that what are we saying in terms of the information, what the statistics which they give to us, which have been given to them, not monitoring that this is the truth of the matter. How can we record that they must make sure that when they, like for instance, when they say that there's an access of 94.7, water access, then adding to the argue with us that they only got the figures, but they are not sure, and they didn't even investigate that is the truth. Thank you.
So, I'm just taking another recommendation. You remember Limpopo and West, Northwest presented that they are using lots of consultants. And they are in the invention strategy to reduce the number of municipalities that obtained what do you call it? Disclaimers. Yeah, I want those 10. So how can craft our recommendations of saying that as much as we appreciate their effort, but with those people who are
it
falls under capacity.
Yeah.
But how are those municipalities going to be affected to avoid outsourcing?
Other than
come up with a craft.
This outsourcing, Chair, I don't think they use it because of incapacity within the municipalities. Because, I mean, there are people who are on the payroll, who are employed because of the qualifications they have.
But rising from representations from the Limpopo and Northwest, and they make mention saying that those are special rural municipalities. Whereby the people who are skilled are not attracted. They mentioned the name of the municipalities, you can remember well. So by the way of intervention, the province, it's the province who's coming up with that intervention that is gonna they're gonna deploy those people to access those municipalities whereby there is no skill. That's why I was saying that issue comes under the sub theme of capacity in municipalities.
Yeah, it's so. Just a matter of time to cover up on the failure because I don't think if they advertise, they cannot get.
But it was there. They tried. They even uploaded Caleb and Giovini, the rural one that they've managed to get in municipal manager at last. They come for interviews. They see the situation in that area. They then come back again. They were there when they were doing presentation, and they made mention of those municipalities. They are rural municipalities. We all agreed that
they were. Don't recommend the outsourcing. I mean, support outsourcing.
No. That's why I'm saying we craft of saying that we recommend that we would avoid.
Yeah.
I was saying that, but
the problem, Comrade Borinam, is the allocation of funds to the various rural municipalities. They were no money.
It's low. The allocation is very low.
Yeah.
And the qualified people want to go to a lucrative market.
And because the question in this is why they are sorting, they are giving them they are those who have got no mind at all to accept the people.
So we are recommending that the National Department and our services must monitor those issues very closely.
Because outsourcing becomes even more expensive than if you got a person who comes to the payroll. Yeah, inside.
Okay. The end recommendations emanating from the two meetings, 5 and 6. If none, let's move then for adoption of the 2 sets of minutes from the 5 and the 6. Can I say again, Honourable Machala?
I propose the adoption of the both minutes.
That's Tony. Second.
Okay.
Then because we agreed with this one, adopted with those amendments. The minutes of the 11th, whereby we receive the briefing from Auditor General, outcome on local government, all outcomes. Page 1, on the attendance. Finally, the name of the editor is on page 1. At my shoulder. Page 2. Page 4. I'm taking the resolutions, we resolve this in order that suggests that the consequences of wrongdoing, those who breach the law in terms of Auditor General findings, then the committee should engage all the relevant stakeholders in a national workshop on the problem. The national training of the Auditor General, the local municipalities, the department and the committee, where some of the people who could contribute to the discussion. Certainly I don't understand this sentence. The department and the committee, where some of the people who could contribute. Could I be upset there?
The department and the committee, which means together, department and the committee, where some of the people who could contribute, you know, it means you take the department and the committee, and there could be some outsiders with knowledge together who could assist in this matter.
Okay.
I don't know if there's nothing wrong with it.
But the person who don't sit in this committee really this minute, understand? What do you mean?
Who could contribute to this discussion?
We'll rephrase it so that it's understandable. That we sort of a workshop, like thing where we come together as a committee, and those stakeholders, Auditor General, National Treasury, and some team parties that we identify so that they will come in one of them we will discuss. That the resolution is just like that, but if it, the person who doesn't sit in this committee won't understand that.
I do understand that part of that. Besides, of course, are those who are doing that deliberately. If men, because it seems as if we go to a workshop, that we're not different than that we say.
That's why we're saying must come up with regulations on those wrongdoers.
Okay.
The regulation will come and to regulate those. What are we doing with those people who deliver to breach the law? That's what we recommended. Yeah. That workshop will end up coming with some regulations that will regulate on those. What are we doing with those who keep on not abide by the law? Yes, minutes. Are there any?
CFO and forum we just vote. Yeah, if you check it, but what are those causes and those were the one working with them and the CFO and the forum decision for him? It's better than this one, good one that there's a forum. But we don't cater for those who have no CFO and all because they have no capacity. We don't cater to them.
So we'll check the district. He said the presentation from the department said district assists those municipalities who are not having CFOs at the moment. And those, there are some municipalities who are having CFOs by Iforam Yakona doesn't sit. And even the department agreed that they will assist those.
So, listen, even to add on what you are saying, irrespective that the municipality, maybe the small and rural that don't have CFO, like you have just alluded, the district help, but there are people who are dealing with finance, irrespective that they are not CFO. And the
members,
officials who are dealing with finance, and I think it will be in the system.
So I think some of the issues that we are raising here as resolutions, we must raise them as our discussions in our strategic planning journal. We must note them and raise them in our discussion as strategic planning. What is the plan strategy of the department doing in those issues that we are raising? Connie?
I think I'm covered, our thinking is looking at the report of the Auditor General where it indicates that there is this lack of information system, not particularly in accounting but network, and also the problem of supply chain management and procurement. I wonder if maybe we can propose the department to keep an eye to prioritize, because really that's where corruption comes from. Maybe they may come up with to make sure that the system is implemented effectively. Thank you very much.
I think let's come up with the resolution, shall we? Madam Chair, the minutes, are there any additions so that we move for adoption of the minutes of the 11th? Is there any more? Thank you, Chair. I move that the minutes be adopted. Thank you. I also move the minutes that be adopted in second.
I second my home guest.
It's recorded that you're calling each other home guest. It's as much of
you,
and it's recorded. It is recorded with what I'm saying. Always being a sharp shot to remember. The minute of the 23rd of October. How are you guys today?
Chairperson.
Yes.
Sorry to take you a bit back. This thing of consultants. Are the municipalities going to leave consultants forever?
Am I a minister?
No, we are a committee. We must talk about this and find out if it's
just put really it down in your nose so that we'll elaborate with it as a strategic plan. Can you put it in your nose? Before you promote me as being a minister? Members, minutes of the 23rd of October, prepared to proceed by the Department of Operative Governance and Traditional Affairs, the progress made regarding to the implementation of local government municipal system amendment act and the draft regulations. No, it's wrong. Why were this? Oh, and in our item we had a item on Madatev. I try the first page doesn't talk to the. So the heading of the meeting, oh, it's discussion on material, the second item was this one, okay, now I remember. And also we adopted the PR, our PRR report. Then first page, in attendance. The consultation was made. They went very fine.
I'm saying the members.
They said, I'm in discussions on my third paragraph.
You're recruiting members lower down or further down.
Where are you coming from? Page 2? Third paragraph. Or members. And this one is an insert, and a further consultation will be made. Page 3. before?
I sorry, Chairperson. I'm thinking about, I see my name is not reflected this year.
Page 3?
No, no, I'm talking about, sorry, I'm talking about the
could you
people.
Put in the mic?
Okay. I'm not reflected as what name, person who was present on this meeting was held, and I remember when we were talking about material boundaries, I was here.
Yeah.
I think what happened is that I'm given apologies for Oliver Lama because he was going to, he was not sure he was going to make the meeting, but he did then arrive for the meeting.
Okay.
And that's why the, he gives me what he was going to say next to me.
I have been here and made an apology for all of the number, but she did it at least. No. Go check the attendance register and correct it. It's very clear that we correct this thing, because after adopting this minutes ago, we have ideas for public consumption, even you look at that. Your performance and your attendance. That's why we need to thoroughly go through the minutes, even the structure of the minutes, the language that is used there, because it ends up reflecting in our needs, where the public got in those minutes and reading them. They see us as the face of those means not sharing. So that's why it's so important after adopting them, must make sure we take out something which has gone through our hands. Page 4. This discussion that we had in this minute, I think some of the follow-ups will come up in the strategy meeting. Must note that implementation of Mental Systems Act, we are now, this is our last meeting, we haven't had the finalization or progress made on the regulations thereof. I think the first item in those discussions needs to add all these things before we take them to our program. Ms. Berwick.
Okay, I'm going to the strategy meeting and then look at that.
You can have the apology. We're on page 5. When it comes, then he's awake.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh.
Okay. Page 6. Okay.
Page 6.
We've been promised that the minister could sit on the 12th of October. I think there should be making arising will, which will finalize the discussions of regulation. I think we must vote so that we'll raise on our strategic plan with that mean next time what were the discussions and after the finalization of that. page 7. Our resolutions agreed with us. I'm saying that the committee resolved that there had to be a skills audit on newly appointed managers, that they must come and represent before the committee to check whether they have been having those requisite skills in those positions, and the plan of action on how this will be dealt with if they. There were some appointments that have been made out of the Act and its regulation. I think we must note that so that we'll be able to raise it on our strategic plan to put it on our program for next year. Are there any additions? Okay. Under the resolutions, I was saying, as committees, they've asked the resolution emanated from the presentation. So we resolved that because there are some municipalities whom it resides in our constituencies, whom we know would be a wrong appointment. That's why we came up with a resolution of saying that we wanted a skills audit on those managers that have been appointed, and also to check whether if there are those who didn't take into consideration the law and its regulations to appoint managers out of the requisitions that is needed by the law. We want that presentation from the department. Are there any additions maybe arising from the discussion of the meeting? Minutes? May? And to raise?
I don't know how
to put it. The last bullet is.
It was not likely that the regulations could be finalized before the end of 2012.
Yeah, I didn't want to preempt it because 16 November is set and the Minmec said and I was there. So that's why I'm saying I don't want to preempt it.
I don't care, that's better to say before the end of the term.
Oh.
The end of the term.
Oh yeah, before the end of the term. Not the... I thought maybe they were asking me what were the deliberations that the MMX said.
Want to say something?
Just simple clarification. Was it the end of the term or the end of the financial year?
What did you say? We said the end of the term because we need a presentation from them. If they are meeting on the 16th of November, after that, it will be closed. It's end of the term.
Chairperson, I am raising my hand up.
I'm sorry.
Under correction here, bullet number 2 on resolution.
Yes.
It was also agreed that since, I think this is minister, ne? The minister or MEP, it should be then a slash between MIN and MEC.
MINMEC.
Or team MINMEC.
Yeah.
I thought you wanted to
say that. Meaning two words, but they've made it one word.
Okay, thank you.
The division of minister and MECs.
Okay.
No, any action?
No.
Any...
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, because the statement itself indicated that since MINMEC is going to sit late in November and probably until the end of the term, there will have been nothing in any way. So what maybe we should indicate as a committee that in the early first term of the 2018, we should be getting a report related to this.
Okay.
to give them time frame, because it's just open. Probably at the end of the year, nothing started with it.
So
what next?
We recommend that first thing.
The first term of the following financial year, then we get the report.
Okay. That's in order. Then any more of the adoption of the minutes of the 23rd of October?
Before the adoption, it is not just a question, but it has to be updated related to the material issue. Is there anything that we have resolved to say when I read the minutes, the attention of the speaker and so on, and the minister and so on? But what is it now that we have come to the conclusion to say this is what we are going to do and to take, so that we make it probably maybe a resolution, even if it doesn't reach the recommended thing, but something related that these things need to be resolved, even if we do not have time frame. But I think maybe I didn't read correctly the minute. Just shows the steps that has already been taken, and there is no way forward therefore.
There's a way of matters arising from this one, because there are some tasks that we agreed that after concluding the matter in our side, there's a committee as listed in the minutes. So we don't know whether the DG, because he was here, how has he briefed the minister, as it's his work. But on the other side, they concluded the matter by saying the chairperson will write a letter informing all the processes and procedures that we've gone through in finalizing the matter as a portfolio committee to the speaker. We've written the letter. I don't know whether it's already gone or what, which state exactly, in which cities we've approached the matter, in which it is exactly highlighted in the letter that we've conducted to the department. We required some documents, we met legal advisors for legal opinion as a portfolio committee, then we resolved the matter that it needs a 14th constitutional amendment to take the matter back to the department. That letter reflects all that. So back to the speaker, and we resolved as a committee that we need a report back from the department within 90 days, which is in the minutes. On how are they, have they a progress made within 90 days of on that other side, but we've written a letter to the speaker to respond, because he has referred the matter to the portfolio committee. So we managed to write a letter to inform him on the progress made on that matter, how we have concluded it as a committee.
But
after
this night, maybe once the resolution, maybe we will meant, but the way you are this is right, it may, because
it's in the minutes. The bullets are in the minutes on the steps that have been taken, and at the end it's saying we need a response, or we want the two bullets and take them again to the resolution. Because they are here, those two. They are saying we need a response to within 90 days, and also the chairperson will write a letter again to the resolution.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it sounds better now.
We've already moved for the adoption with amendments of 6 minutes, which is okay. Any motion? Adoption of October. Any motion for the adoption? May?
I move that the minutes be adopted.
Okay, Nelson?
Okay.
Second, the adoption. Thank you, members. Now we come to minutes of the 30th of October. Whereby you receive a briefing for the department on SDGs on the personal report on legislation that is on hand, that you remember this one. We agreed that you will receive this report for within legislation, because the department was not prepared on that one, on a strategic plan. So page 1 in attendance. Yeah, okay. Page
page 2.
We
are taking out correction, correctness, yeah. Putting accurate of data presented to be presented.
One, two, set page.
What presented?
The accuracy. Yeah. Is there correctness? Accurate.
Page 4. Are we satisfied with our resolution? Bullet number one.
If I could go back to my own notes on that day, I think we spoke quite a bit about for MIG funding, 14 billion is allocated, and there is no monitoring and evaluation mechanism put into place. So I think that we should capture fiscal allocation for MIG. An amount of 14 billion for this financial year, but we don't have the department doesn't have monitoring. So I think we need to capture in those resolutions that the department needs to have monitoring and evaluation mechanisms in place for the spending of MIG funding to ensure that obviously it will go back to service delivery issues. Mm-hmm. The other issue that I've also got on this chair is that often this issue comes up, that provinces need national department interventions as interference, and they don't have anything concrete that allows them to intervene. And so one of the things that is spoken about is, I've written it as how issue of assistance from national being snubbed by provinces via the list, possibly through legislation. I'm just putting it up there because this is something that we get all the time. Provinces can't interfere really with municipalities because they're autonomous. And just so provinces are autonomous, the department is there, they can give guidance. The Western Cape was a fun example where they saw national as
what did I call the person, the National Assembly? Yes, but the Western Cape very specific. Sorry, I can't even remember the name of that. There's this problematic person that is interfering within the... Yes. So I think that is something that should be addressed somewhere. Should it be a legislative amendment that we should be looking at? But how do we address the issue of autonomy versus spending and monitoring and evaluation? I'm putting it out there, Chief. But I think somehow we must do something about that.
How are we then going to craft our resolution in the chance that we resolve that there should be an amendment of legislation that will allow national to... Because EU legislation is only providing that national must support. Just provide support. By the way, we're deploying both officials and provinces the way of support that they are doing. So how, as coming with the resolution, how are we...
Can we maybe say that the department set up monitoring and evaluation systems for all project funding? Because it's not only me, it's everything up. The department set up monitoring and evaluation mechanisms for asset expenditure. Is that one captured?
Yeah.
Okay. Then maybe on the other one, on the other section, we should say that the department investigates mechanism to ensure intergovernmental relations.
On how many?
Look at mechanisms of intervention when necessary to ensure service delivery. Mm-hmm. And they can come up with whatever they think is.
But how do we feature that resolution on MTG? We must continue the sentence.
Yeah. I think it would be on MDGs, because MDGs covers everything.
Mm.
I think all of this came out of under service delivery, it was capacity, community program, all of these were under MDG, MDGs. So maybe they put it under that one and...
I mean, we are constantly saying, but I want you to expand the sentence of saying maybe so that we'll be able to reach the target.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The target and also to prevent, because we're sitting with rollovers, massive rollovers, money that is unspent, and problems on the ground to ensure adequate service delivery.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Members, are there any additions on the resolution? I didn't mean for any purpose. Any mover for the purpose of the adoption of the report? No report, Namo?
I move that this report be adopted.
Thanks, Anupona. Any seconder? Ma'am Bushiro, second. The adoption of... Thank you. What's left? Hey, is that you are revealing your energy for this? John? What is he doing? The report that the Popular Committee conducted an oversight report to Western Cape District on the 2nd to the 4th of September. Page 1 is introduction, delegation, and the background. Is there any corrections, additions from page 1?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So taking the last line from the bottom, the committee ascertained, and I recommend the deletion of the word what,
mm-hmm.
the challenges, deletion of what, that municipality are facing and the issue of what and the information that can be communicated.
Mm-hmm. They have to teach us that. That's why I said all of them must be very vigilant in this thing. I'm just pulling your leg. Because if you reflect upon all of us, I know because Sharon don't even speak Zulu. Why respect the writing Africans here? Okay, page 2.
Qualified or unqualified?
I'm sure they don't understand. Why should they follow the national policy and
not qualified?
You want to come up with something? You're still on page 2? I propose that we take it off, we take it out, that we note that the municipality is the end.
And I think that we need to pick up also some of the other things that we did.
On our recommendations at the end. So I propose that you cancel this one challenge and take it at the end. Agree? There's a kind of same challenge.
So we
take it off, then we put it at the end. Page
3. Okay, under corruption.
Yes.
On the last 9 days, have we under review what is out and we have to think and understand it. Under review, what is out, what should we make? Last line. Also a proper major policy that is currently under review, something that we are to think
Are we the sentence, John? I think I've corrected the S51 and the X57. A person who doesn't know what's this. Could you please like section, please? Not S. Full section. Section 71 and section 57. You're writing like a proverb. Page 4. They also have a fraud prevention policy that is currently under view. What is the zero? Oh, it's two? King Street principles, what's that? It's King Street principles.
This or should be or.
Or. It's two.
Two.
Is it two?
Mm.
Okay.
Yes.
Currently under review. Two at here, yeah. Yeah.
Page 4.
Is this ever switched down?
Mm-hmm.
Political dispute.
Online?
It's found 4. This will be aroused if it has subsequently decided not to be established. This will speak to the issue of impact.
Let's I think we must also determine the combination that that relationship must be built and strong.
Yes, this is the point of the system.
Thank you.
I think to be read correctly, continuation there, but yeah, under governance.
Mm.
There are five functionality. I think let's put the five in, not in a figure,
mm-hmm.
but in a way.
Okay.
So that should be read correctly.
Okay.
Under governance,
has committees, Page 5.
4.166. The Ministry has received the accreditation and qualified report for the last 3 financial years.
What are you?
4.166. Here about it, sir. And it's just under that. Government,
mm.
We said to deal with the share of an automatic expense in cinema external trade.
Can you repeat what you said? The municipality received a financially unqualified report for, you see the word there, it's saying from, so according to it to be for the last 3 financial years.
The governance of the order. The municipality has to deal with the share of internal.
4.1.6. Please, but that's close. Local municipality. Say to them.
And
it's still on page
5.
Page 5. Page
5. No, I'm can I be made to understand this? And the municipality implementing town offices in Sabo, Center Store, and Caledon. Page 6.
And the challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Immigration refers to this being coming in between countries. You should use immigration or urbanization.
Immigration.
Semi-migration or urbanization. Town.
Immigration.
The towns, yeah.
Immigration refers to people coming from another
one country to another.
Migration.
Migration. But this one is it's urbanization. What's the other one?
He might be.
Migration.
Urbanization is more when people come from your rural areas to your cities, but I think there's just more people coming from, they migrate.
So what are we saying?
We can't tell urbanization because urbanization is from rural to
and the last word, some what?
Semigration.
What is semigration?
Yes, good. It's correct way. Let's write both of them so that they will
understand. But I'm sure we have to learn on what is this, what was the culture with the family. That is because the municipality men know what they were.
There's an influx.
Influx of foreigners. There's an influx of foreigners in the area. So are we saying
because of the farm areas that
the
farm is surrounded there?
Now how do you put it?
They migrate.
They migrate.
Yeah. Because they are already in the country, they migrate because it's seasonal because of the farm migration. like you've been influenced by Lawrence, then you influence him. You're still on page 6?
You're on page 6. And infrastructure is then, the municipality has developed.
Well?
Infrastructure is then, second to our paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
Municipality has developed.
Mm-hmm.
The infrastructure and sanitation master plan. And it's just under corruption, the last line on the page. In the past few years, no effective appeals against supply chain management has been made.
Page 7.
Yeah, but it's here. 1, 2, 3, 4. February. One word, sorry. Mm-hmm. That's okay, one word is
mm-hmm.
on the third line. The hassle of farms or do not.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, there's the two.
Certainly.
We believe the end.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Certainly.
So we believe the end.
Okay, wait, which sentence? Line number?
Third line.
Number, sorry.
1, 2, 3. Households on Pandora do not.
Okay. So you say that, Madam Chair, and Portland, the local municipality.
Mm-hmm.
I visibly the second line, this would contribute to political stability, financial stability. I would say this would contribute to by political stability. Or in the elite, this would contribute to, but this box is in political stability, financial stability.
The same one. Service delivery, the fortnight, household of farms do not have a service sanitation. Access, yeah.
And just under the first time, challenges, and we should put this one of these good is the funding model for the district needs to be reviewed.
Okay.
Challenges.
Okay.
First line, top of the page. The funding model for the district needs to be reviewed.
Which one,
challenges?
The third line, second top. Oh,
funding
healthy, okay.
That funding model for district needs to be reviewed.
Mm-hmm.
And that 5% is a maintenance
correction. 5 minutes, couple taken in person.
You do not serve that in a second law on corruption.
Mm-hmm.
Zero tolerance. Corrupt, no.
Management and council structures are as effective and functional. drop.
Mm-hmm.
All half of that meat will be dead. Do you understand that the risk? And the covenant?
Mm-hmm.
It's our book, so we obviously need to use the word there.
And the government?
And then again, the seasonality of their agrarian economy and influx, and again, I don't like the word influx, their agrarian economy and the inflow of job seekers into the municipal areas, the size of both, and then I'd say our, comes up again, of both informal settlements, and the government has picked up double the recent time.
And
the
government
has
made
the half of the river is in line with our allocation, but should be in line with allocation, but not fast enough to have a constant growth in that area, not our area.
Right.
And the last on that page, during the Dean visit to the Dean area.
Still under governance, the 8th sentence, among others, there must be a commodity.
Wait.
The 8th sentence under government, amongst others, comma.
Mm-hmm.
What is Mako?
Mayor
coming.
Mayor coming.
I think it must be put in. Let me
say,
what is here?
No,
I put the
pool
there. Can you see where we?
It's the city department that is of this municipality. Instead of a local municipality, they've got an interest housing and service department. But I think all these things must be
done in four different.
I think what we should be saying, Chairperson, there must be no abbreviation.
It could be also a district manager.
But now, on the floor,
Chairperson, when we were in school, the teacher would keep quiet, and now please, eventually everybody will look to see why the teacher is quiet. So that is what I was hoping for. Maybe it would just get quiet to see there would be some attention. Chairperson, I think what I'm saying is everywhere where there is abbreviations, it must be changed to the full name within the whole report. Because some of us don't remember which departments and municipalities have.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks as if the secretary took her own shorthand and put it into the report. So I think we need to be very wary of that.
Yeah.
So, and I think we should be, the challenge has been brought to the attention of the infrastructure, housing and support services department nationally during the visit of the deputy minister to the area. But is this
It's just our observation, it's just what they told us when we were there. That is what who told us.
The municipality. The municipality indicated
that the challenge has been brought to the attention of infrastructure and housing services department. But there's no infrastructure, housing and services department nationally. It's in services. It's not. That must be sorted out, Jay. I think maybe we should just all look. Then it must be put as human settlement, because at first initially I thought it was the own of the municipality, and that the challenge was brought to the attention of the deputy minister during his visit to the area, maybe with his thanks to us.
But is it deputy minister?
To speak to the report, not to us.
Deputy minister. No order,
Chief. We are now nearly finished. Could you please?
Can I make a suggestion here?
Can you come in, Brian? Because I think if you are at school, I was going to beat you every day.
Yeah.
I'd like to know that it's the last committee meeting, and it's behaving as if it's the last day of school today.
I'm suggesting that next time when Karen writes me, if he's going to use a lot of acronyms, there must be a page where you set list of acronyms so that we know what TM is, what is it.
We don't even want that.
We want
full name.
Full name?
Yes.
Okay. But also, there must be pagination of...
Maybe for education, you can write a full name and in brackets and write that abbreviation, that acronym.
Yeah, so that when we do the ministry and chair and somebody...
I'm saying I'm making a suggestion here that our
minutes are not paginated also. We don't know. When you talk of page 3, you've got to look for that page. There's no number.
Okay. Let's take your point and talk about numbering of our minutes. Next time, if she doesn't do much, we pay. And then here it says, and our declaration, is it not ours? Is it us?
No.
And our declaration rates were duly updated when we took office. Was it not supposed to be and the declaration registered were duly
updated? That I was saying, Sharon, I speak to the post, not to write that
if. So if and the declaration registered were duly updated, when?
When
did
it?
When they took off last year, September, not me or us.
Which part of that?
Under
corruption. Page 9, corruption.
Same page? Is there any?
Yeah. It sounds right. Under challenges. The challenge of rendering services on private owned land is a real one, facing the municipality. That's one or two. As one of the wards. That sounds right. The challenge of rendering services of private land.
Old land is a real one.
It's a real one.
It's a real problem.
It's a real problem.
Yeah. It's a real problem facing this municipality. It's a problem.
What do you mean?
Under challenges.
Corpus are allocated on the church only.
Where parts are allocated
belong to the I'm reluctant to correct because I wasn't in here. I just want to know whether we say where parcels are located on the church owned land belonging to the Marian Church of South Africa. Is that R correct?
It's where? Because I, it means the present.
It's where? Okay.
Yes.
Maybe we should say, firstly, there must be a full stop after the 10 million.
Mm.
Right? Because then it comes a new question.
Mm.
The access to basic services in informal settlements for all inhabitants.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
comma?
Then we start with a capital letter again.
Mm.
I didn't even read that, but that's not right. If the tenant is starting, the challenge of rendering services on privately owned land is a real one. So you change that change it to privately.
Mm.
The challenge of rendering services on privately owned land is a real one facing this municipality, comma. As one of the wards, comma, of the municipality, as one of the wards, Vipers South, K-K-R, is located on church-owned land belonging to the Moravian Church of South Africa. So they must be belonging to the Moravian Church of South Africa. But I think we need to go back to this other one that's just above that. I just looked at this one when I started reading the other one. This doesn't sound right. Second line, the available electricity capacity to ensure future growth is fine, and the upgrade of the Candelum substation alone will amount to more than 10 million. Then there's a full stop. Access to basic services in informal settlements for all inhabitants. It's just supposed to be one sentence. Will amount to 10 million for access to basic services in the formal settlement film.
Mm.
Is that the intention of that? So then the ZER must come out, the full stop must come out, and they must put in for there.
Mm.
For access to basic services in informal settlements for all inhabitants. For all the residents. All inhabitants. Thanks, Chief.
Mm-hmm. Page 10?
Okay. Yes, there are going to be local municipalities.
On page 9.
Okay, local. The municipality has moved from a claim in 209, qualified to N and. Can't we say to unqualified rather than un?
How
I think? N. The municipality has moved from a claimant to H29, qualified 29 to 10 to N.
Unqualified.
Just to say to unqualified.
Mm. Does
that do away with un?
That's not. It means they got qualified in 2009 and 10. That's how I understand it.
Oh.
Yeah?
209, 210, 2 unqualified or
2 M unqualified.
From disclaimer to to qualified.
Yes.
Mm.
Not M.
Mm. Because it's
no.
To unqualified.
There's no both.
Correct. You can say unqualified, two qualified and unqualified. Both are correct.
Yeah, I understand.
And
I just want to explain, but the explanation of it is
in order to unpack it in English, which is this unqualified audit opinion is an essential. I know it's a rule, but with English, I don't know how can I put it.
It said the municipality has moved from A, underline A, disclaimer, into
1001.
And can I finish? When they have used a disclaimer, now there they have used an unqualified. I don't feel that it's wrong. It's only where they talk about qualified, where they didn't put a, is it a prefix or what? Because they said that has moved from a disclaimer into, then when we go to qualified, we didn't put a qualified report, then when we got to unqualified, we say an unqualified. Is that playing with A and X? N and D.
I
thought you were going to say
both qualified. Yeah,
I'm not understanding. You see, both are correct, but the way she explained them, I don't think that's very
good. Of being a solution addiction, there are two groups of
I think it's both right. I just think it sounds better in English to say to N and qualified. Yeah. Page 10. Don't show another meeting. They are leaving for London.
Yeah, Madam Chair.
Yes, sir.
And the corruption is at 1-2 life challenges.
On page 10?
Yeah. And the corruption is at challenges. Yes. I just don't know that the doc system, I think it's all wrong, but the doc system is right with you.
The first one, municipality has challenges with regard to the filling of vacancies. HR challenges exist as an unprecedented case of hearing with regard to the case of hearing is out. Most of these cases are the result of alcohol abuse and its recurring effect. The municipality is not are in the process of recruiting people chairpersons. Thank you, not about consistency, water missing the need. And then the last line, the council pays a tipping fee. It's worth traveling with.
Fairly.
Last line of government. The council pays a tipping fee.
We've changed the word influx.
And then just the last time here, I'll serve the week. If you came to racism, would it not be xenophobia?
Where are we?
The last line of services. Migration and other problems leads to an increase in informal settlements. Fresh on existing infrastructure cases of racism.
Racism is
a transformed racist.
That could be also not
a xenophobic racism. I think the leader of both groups are to put the because existing infrastructure and in few cases lead to conflict and divisions.
But it could also be, you know, we talk about existing settlements, né? And then sometimes new people come and put field houses next to houses that are already there and devalue the practice of the houses. And mostly those houses are inhabited by people of other races, so it can be turned racism if they say, we don't want you here because you bring the value of houses down.
And what if, because you call it xenophobic, if they are from right. other countries? Mm-hmm. Even from other countries?
Yeah, if it's from other countries, it's xenophobic.
No, it's
racism. It's actually not tribalism, it's ethnicism.
It's also this question of migration from other provinces.
This is the presentation that we received. This one is the racism, Jefferson, let's call it what it is, let's say it as it is.
It's between people who are there, people who are coming in, between black people and so-called colored people. That is the issue. Let's not talk about housing and devaluing, let's call it what it is. It's racism amongst people that are there, and then people that are coming in.
Retention of staff at technical point view. The dock system, I think it's supposed to be the dock system.
What about the dock system? Stop it when you pay people with liquor. The workers with liquor.
Let's finish our recommendations. The committee noted the challenges made by municipalities. Most challenges were similar in nature. Migration of people in the area. In the area, one area, but you are saying the challenges common. Why is it one area? Funding capacity, funding of unfunded mandates. The committee will have a meeting with the MEC of local government in Western Cape to discuss the findings. That's the argument. Let's move further. Further recommendations and anything from the report?
Yeah, I think we need to say something about the impact.
Mm-hmm.
if we when we take note of the take note of the view on establishment of impairment,
mm-hmm.
and that this committee needs to monitor it and follow up numbers on implementation of impact within the municipality, the area or the province.
But let's park it for
the discussion with the NC.
Let's recommend then that we will monitor the implementation of MPEX, because if we're putting a resolution here, but we've agreed with the MEC. Remember when it came to do implementation, we agreed that while they are having a different view, but he's willing to sit down and discuss the issue, and he is not saying that if we come up with a convincing decision, then we won't establish those. So we have recommended that we meet the MEC. Let's keep it as that, but we recommend that we monitor the implementation or the formation of the structures, the remaining in the infrastructure. Because in some presentation, in his presentation, he said the MEC will assist those municipalities. But he'll try and convince those municipalities with those mayors that they must come up with those MPEX and also to assist. That in his presentation. So we mustn't put it as if there is that resistance like before.
Mm-hmm. And I think they continue discussion with the NEC.
Yeah, we'll put it down.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put it down and say we'll monitor the establishment of MPEX and it's something in the road. What can be another recommendation?
Connie?
I'll propose the outcome of the disciplinary hearings of staff.
Mm-hmm.
If it is the case. I would recommend that we've noted that during the presentation there were some municipalities who were running hearings and through the committee would love to have the outcome of that. And is our recommendation. And also we recommend that there were some other municipalities which were having disputed due to political instability. So we at the committee we recommend that the minister must go there and intervene as political head of the department. We recommend that the minister must go there and intervene, because when speaking to the NEC in person say that's a political matter, I think the political principal must go there and intervene.
Yes. And the national provincial with the interference that they see in Southern Land, the interference.
It also resolves the working relationships as the constitution allows that a national department must support the provincial.
Mm-hmm.
Put it as a recommendation. Sharing a note also. But I think the report also highlights the committee notes the structures that these municipalities have put in place, like corruption, water units, of which is unusual to other municipalities. I think we must note and congratulate that and acknowledge that. So the relations where now we must note the other structures like anti-corruption and hatred and other structures emanating from the report that they have, we acknowledge that recommendation. So we recommend that this must be disseminated or shared with other municipalities across the country. I'm not going to debate the report. Can I join?
Improve
government.
But I think because we are late, I think it's going to come in next year.
Yeah.
To if you submit it tomorrow, if you want to reach the 3 days, before, after 8 is still open, before 8 is then you have it. So it will appear next year. Are we done? Last, we still have a problem too. And you want to go, let's see, could go through the problem. Okay. And the program? Well, let's move for the adoption, I'm sorry. Members, any more for the adoption of the report already? For the adoption?
I'm not topic, I'm just sitting there.
Any second? Honorable Chief of Seconds is the adoption of the report. So the report is adopted. Let's come to our next year's program. Remember, our study total fund has been approved, saying that we need to submit 7 names of it for ANC 3 opposition. So I'm saying to be continued. I think Sharon, it's time enough from today, from this meeting, you must submit the date of 25 to 3 to the embers, because they've confirmed. So this site is approved and everything with 7 members. So I think the logistical part of it will liaise with Sharon. So by the need passports and the like and the like. But I'll go and ask for one slot. So that will be 8. Because it's been game 7, yeah. Game 10. Yeah. So I'll try. On 5 to 8 February, there will be members training. We'll check then. Could they used to cancel the members training? Maybe we have from front, yeah. We'll rest on that one then. On the 11th to 13th of February, we'll have our strategic planning.
Will there be a lesson, like language lessons, before we go there?
Language lesson from what?
French.
For
us to be able to communicate.
No, there won't. There won't. Take manual note. We want to go. So on the 11th to 13th, we'll have a strategic planning session. We'll check there, then opening the state of the nation address. As usual, first thing, we'll need the person from the department that has emanated from the zona. And also, we'll put it for the regulations. The first thing in our agenda will be regulations. It's there. So, February to 1 March, the program like that from 27. On the 27th, we'll be meeting MEC's local government, Western Cape. But this one, I think, I'd love to like to meet him a one-to-one, not in a broader meeting like this. I've met him as an inmate, we've established a good working relationship, so I want to further then, we're coming here, we'll be neutralizing everything. So, that one we'll check maybe to change. So on 5 March, we'll proceed by the department on budget votes 3, because we'll be now preparing our budget votes and annual performance. The following week on the 12th of March, we need to meet Salga and Minister of Demarcation, but maybe we'll know the outcomes and things from the next time we can go. Yeah. I'm saying thank you. With the lot of water that you've drunk.
Yeah.
5 points. We'll be meeting MCTs. Maybe we'll be receiving they're saying they are structured on MCT. I think we would love to have a presentation on the drunk.
how the department is restructuring it. And the 19th of March, there's a program change. It's just that we make some formalities so that they'll be able to put it on Parliament's ATC on time.
Mm-hmm.
So it will change, subject to change with amendments. That is that. Okay, members, with the program, we submit just that. Any more for the program? Connie? The adoption of the program.
How can you?
Thanks,
you are not there.
I
look
for the program to be adopted.
You are not there when it was drawn.
But this came here as a proposal. Nothing. Everything is adjourned, members. Thank you. Have a nice Christmas. Festive season. Behave.
Not
you mustn't eat meat. You mustn't eat too much meat.
Not too much salt.
Not losing party for the committee.
Please, want to see you next time, next year, fresh as you are. And be safe. Thank you. Thank you, members, for your support for the whole of this year. Nkrumah Nani. They started there for
them.
Maybe tell them for me. I just want to conclude by saying thanks, members, for your support for the whole year.
Thank you very
much. All of you. I'm saying this from deep down from my heart because other committees suffered for the attendance on the committees.
Yeah.
But I never experienced that.